So what's on trial, religious freedom or blasphemy? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've got an update on what's going on in the courtroom in Pakistan. And one of our partners is inviting you to encourage families in Egypt in a special way at a special time of year. That story's sure to bring a smile to your face. But our first story today is an inside look in the legal proceedings of Pakistan's blasphemy law through the case of Ahmed, a highly influential co-laborer for the gospel inside Pakistan. Sharing more on the law is FMI's Bruce Allen.
When you look at how the blasphemy laws are used in Pakistan, the majority of cases are centered in one region of the country, and that's the region where most of the people who are minorities, like Christians, live. So they're facing quite a bit of legal challenge in their own country.
Now, Ahmed was supposed to have his third hearing of the trial yesterday, but because of disruptions in the court, that hearing had to be postponed.
Since the prosecution knows that so much of their case is fabricated, that over the weekend, the prosecuting attorney went to the defense attorney's office to hold a meeting, and he literally threatened the defense lawyer's life. Said, if you do not withdraw from supporting Ahmed and defending him against these charges, we will kill you.
So we're asking you to pray for Ahmed, his lawyer, his family, and ultimately pray for changed hearts. Next, when Steve Bakus, a longtime distributor of World Missionary Press scripture booklets, first encountered the Mosquito people 15 years ago in Nicaragua, he was astonished at the spiritual darkness that they lived in. Since then, he's been distributing scripture booklets from World Missionary Press in the Mosquito language. One of his favorite stories that illustrates the impact is about a man named General.
General was the most feared witch on the entire Rio Coco River, over 50 years practicing witchcraft, and it was a very, very dark, dark region. But as we began to come in there with the gospel, it began to transform that region. And one particular trip we made, General came up to me and basically said, you know, I never knew about this, but will you tell me how I can accept Jesus? And that day he received Jesus and has never looked back.
And today, this ministry consists of about 50 native missionaries a month going out to preach the gospel to their people using resources from World Missionary Press. But with the sheer number of people turning to Christ, come a lot of logistical challenges. Pray for guidance and for hearts to remain open to Jesus. For more ways to engage with this story, go to missionnews.org. And finally, as believers around the world celebrate the birth of Jesus, Voice of the Martyrs Canada will host their Christmas Blessing Project. The packages are sent to Christian kids and families who've suffered persecution. And in the past, VOM Canada has sent Christmas blessing packages to Syria and to Jordan. This year, VOM Canada's Levi McGregor says they'll send Christmas blessings to families in Egypt.
The reason that we are picking Egypt this year is due to the fact that there's been a lot of attacks in Egypt this year in particular. A lot of churches have been attacked, a lot of bombings, a lot of fires set, a lot of damage to churches. So the Christian community there really needs some encouragement.
Christmas blessing gifts mainly have items for children like school supplies and a picture Bible, but they also provide the family with food items like bags of rice. McGregor says in years past, they've even seen families take their Christmas blessing and multiply it.
The families that are blessed by this project take the extra food that we give them in this project and they host a Christmas dinner and invite their Muslim neighbors over. This has an overflow effect into allowing our persecuted brothers and sisters to actually have an impact and to evangelize.
We'll connect you to VOM Canada's Christmas blessing as you find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. Thank you.